Today's daf is Shvuas daf Chav Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok to Mishnah. Nishpal avatlas ha-mitzvah. If somebody swears that he is going to be mevatel a mitzvah, v'loy bitel, and he didn't observe a shvuah, meaning he was not mevatel the mitzvah, potter, he's not over v'yachol devarim, l'kayim. If somebody swears that he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah, v'loy kayim, and he's not mekayim, potter. Shehoyah b'din, says the Mishnah, really, regarding the second thing the Mishnah said, if somebody swears to be a mekayim a mitzvah, you could have argued sheyehei chayiv, that you should be chayiv. K'divri Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Like, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira argued. Where did he argue this? I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira made a kal v'chayim. He said, ma'am marishos, she'inim mushbot lev me'ar sinai, madach, when it comes to something arbitrary, something that's a dvar rishos, something that we don't anyways have to do. If you swear that you're going to do it, harehu chayev olav, mitzvah shu mushbo lev me'ar sinai, a mitzvah which you anyways have to do, ene din she'i chayev olav, then certainly if you swear that you're going to do it, you should be chayev to do it. So being that Rida ben Beseira had made a kal v'chomer, he had said that if somebody swears that he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah, it's chal v'shvua, and now in addition to the chiyev that he has, because of the mitzvah to do this thing, he now has a second chiyuv because of the shvua. So I would have thought nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, v'loy kayim is potter. Says the Mishnah, it's not that way. Nishba levatel is a mitzvah, v'loy bitel potter. That's pashut. And not just that, nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah, v'loy kayim is also potter. Why is it so pashut? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has a kal v'chomer. What's wrong with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's kal v'chomer? Amru loy, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, loyim amrit b'shvua sarishu shekein aso behen lafkehe. One of the halachos, one of the gzeiros hakasevs that we've had that permeated the sugis here in Perek Shvuah Shnayim Basra, is that in order for a shvuah to be a valid shvuah, it has to be something that you could swear I will do it, and you can swear that I will not do it. The pasuk, when it describes shvuas bitoy, in Parashas Vayikra, in the parish of Oyla V'Yoyred, says, Lahara Oyla Hetiv. And Chazal taught us that every shvuah has to fit into a Lahara or a Lahetiv. So you can't swear Lahara and Lahetiv, meaning each one individually would not be a valid shvuah, then the shvuah is not a good shvuah. So say the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I hear the svara that Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah should be a good shvuah. But is nishba levatel es hamitzvah a good shvua? Certainly not. And being that there's a halacha of la vehein, so the chachamim told him it's not possible for nishba lekayim es hamitzvah to be a good shvua. Shem nishba levatel v'loy bitel poter, because nishba levatel is not a good shvua. So it's true. If you want to look at nishba lekayim independently, the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, I hear where you're coming from. You're making a kal v'chomer. Madach shvua is chal on a dvar reshus. Kal v'chomer shvua should be chal on a dvar mitzvah. The problem is, shvuah could be chal l'kayim es hamitzvah theoretically, based on this kal v'chomer. But you agree, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that shvuah cannot be chal levatel es hamitzvah. And being that shvuah can't be chal levatel es hamitzvah, it can't be chal l'kayim es hamitzvah, because it always has to be something that's subject to lav v'hein. And being that it's not subject to lav v'hein, the halach is, it's not going to be chal. So the Tana, the Mishnah holds, nishba levatel es hamitzvah is not a shvuah, nishba l'kayim es hamitzvah is not a shvuah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira argues with the latter part. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, I agree, nishba levatel es hamitzvah is not a mitzvah. However, nishba lekayim es hashvuah is a good shvuah. I, the Chachamim's taina to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what happened to lav v'hein? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira doesn't agree with the halach of lav v'hein. So the Gemara is going to address it on Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara, a braisa that elaborates on this halach. Tanu Rabbanon, yochel nishba levatel es hamitzvah lo pita yechayiv. I would have thought that if somebody makes a shvuah to be mevatel a mitzvah and he's not mevatel it, he should be chayiv. Talmud loy ma lahora oy lehetiv. And ma hatova rishos, just like hatova means rishos, av hara rishos, so too hara means rishos. Oitzi nishba levatel es hamitzvah lo bitel shehu poter. And it's from there I know that if somebody swears to be mevatel a mitzvah and he's not mevatel it, he's poter. So how do I know nishba levatel es hamitzvah v'loy bitel poter, meaning a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah is not a shvua? I know it from the hekish of lahora oy lehetiv. I know somehow that hatova means rishus. If that's the case, hara most also mean rishus, which means that hara can't be a hara in the sense that you're being mevatel a mitzvah, even though in theory the definition of lahora could mean I'm doing something bad, I want to be mevatel a mitzvah, but it's dum yada tova. And just like hatova means a dvar rishus, so too hara has to mean a dvar rishus as well. The Gemara later is going to explain this price. Yochel nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah l'kayim sheichayiv. I would have thought that if somebody swears to be mekayim a mitzvah, the shvur should be chal. And maybe that's the definition of lehetiv. You know what lehetiv means? I swore to do something good, I swore to do a mitzvah. Talmud loy ma lahara oy lehetiv. The same hakish. And ma hara rishus, just like hara must be referring to a dvar rishus, af atava rishus, so to atava must be referring to a dvar rishus. Oitzi nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah l'kayim shu pater. And if hara's rishus, atava's rishus, so it can't mean lehetiv, where you're swearing to be mekayim a mitzvah, must be, we're talking about a dvar rishus. Now if lahara lehetiv doesn't mean mitzvahs, so what's lahara? What's lehetiv? Meaning the price has a have a meaning. Lahara means to do something bad. You're swearing to be a mevatel a mitzvah. I swear I won't eat matzah on Pesach. Lehetiv means to do something really good. I swear I will eat matzah on Pesach. If that's not the definition, why? Because lahara dum yudah lehetiv, some ambiguous drasha at this point. So what then is the definition of lahara lehetiv? What it's been since we started the Masechta, since Shavuos Daf Beis. Lahara means to do something that's bad for me. On a personal level, shaloi oichel is lahara. It's always geschmack to eat. So if a person says shvuah shaloi oichel, that would be lahara. Lehetiv means shvuah shoichel. But it has nothing to do with klapi shmaya. It has nothing to do with the spiritual realm. Mitzvah, avera, that's not the point. Yochel, I would have thought nishba lahara la'atzmai v'lahara. Yochel yeipata. What if somebody swears that he's going to do something bad to himself? So a person swears, I will do something bad to myself, like a shvur shalo yoichel. But even like in an extreme, where a person swears he's going to do something really bad to himself, I would think that you should be potter. How do I know you're chayiv? Talmud loymar lahara oy lehetiv, ma hatova rishus, af hara rishus, avi nishba lahara la'atzmai v'loyhara shel rishus biyata. And being that it's okay for a person to harm himself, it's for that reason if a person would swear that he is going to do something bad to himself, he's going to be potter. Tosfos says, we'll speak out a little bit rain on this Tosfos later, but Tosfos says that you see from here a chiddush, that a person is allowed to harm himself. Because at first glance you would think that if a person swears that he's going to do something harmful for himself, again, not just foolish, I'm going to skip lunch today, but something of a little bit more significance, you would think that that's a nishba levatelas amitzvah or a nishba lekaimis avera. It sounds like you're swearing to do something bad. Are you allowed to harm yourself? L'chura not. Says Tosfos, it's really a machloikis in Perek Achoy v'lemasechtes bavakama. And obviously the time that this brisa holds like the man d'amar that you're not allowed to be chayvul bechavera, but you're allowed to be chayvul ba'atzma. Yochel, the brisa continues and says nishba lahara lachirim v'loyhara sheichayim. I would have thought that just like if a person swears that he's going to do something bad to himself, the shvuos chal. So too, if a person swears that he wants to do something bad to somebody else, you would think that that shvur should be chal as well. Talmud loyma again lahara lehetiv ma hatova rishus af hara rishus shvuas bito is only chal on advar rishus and oitzi nishba lahara lacherim v'loy hara sheina rishus biyada. You're not allowed to do something bad to yourself. So even though we just said the time of the brisa holds a person could be chayvul ba'atzmoy, you can cause harm to yourself, but you can't cause harm to somebody else. So if I swear that I'm going to harm myself, the shvuah is chal. Why? Because I'm allowed to harm myself. So that's a dvar rishus. If I swear that I'm going to harm somebody else, the shvuah is not chal. Why? Because I'm not allowed to harm somebody else. And being that I can't harm somebody else, it's for that reason the halacha is that shvuah is not going to be chal. Minayin l'rabbis hatovas achim. What if somebody swears that he's going to be mative to somebody else, he's going to do something good to somebody else? Talmud loymar oy lehetiv. It says lahara oy lehetiv. The word oy is miyutah. It's extra. What does it come to teach us? That if somebody swears that he's going to do something good for somebody else, the shvuah is going to be chal. Now, at first glance, you'll ask me, to do good with somebody else, isn't that chesed? If it's chesed, it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so it's nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. So why is there an oy, the rabbis? Isn't that the halacha of nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah? So at first glance, you can say that maybe we're talking about where you're being mative ba'achirim in a case where it's not a mitzvah. Not every time you do some benefit to somebody else doesn't necessarily mean that you're being mekayim a mitzvah. If you give somebody tzedakah, hachnasas orchim, bikur cholim, so there is an idea of being mitzvah l'acherim where it's definitely a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan, Rambam, Smag, all that. But the point is, it's possible to be meitav l'acher, where maybe you wouldn't have the chashivos of a mitzvah. Either way, we'll see a little bit more about that later. Ve'ez ha'eros acherim, the Braisa concludes, what's an example of eros acherim? So the Braisa is quite graphic. Aka as Pliny, for example, a person swears, I'm going to hit somebody, ve'efzef smoichoi, and I'm literally going to crack his skull. But the bottom line is that the Braisa discussed five different cases of shvuos, some that are good shvuos, some that are not good shvuos. Nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah, the Braisa said, is not a good shvuah. Nishba lekayim es ha-mitzvah is also not a shvuah. Why not? Because that's the rule of thumb. Shvuah's bitur is only chal if it's a dvar shus. But if the shvuah was to do a dvar mitzvah, anything dvar mitzvah related, whether it's lekayim es ha-mitzvah, whether it's levatel es ha-mitzvah, the halach is the shvuah is not going to be chal. If somebody swears that he's going to be meira la'atzmoy, he's going to do something bad to himself, the Braisa said the Shvuah is chal. Why? Because the Braisa is going like the man dom and perek achoyvel, bavakamad av tzadik aleph, that holds that it's okay for a person to harm himself. If somebody swears that he's going to do something bad to somebody else, the Shvuah is not chal. Why? Because everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do something bad to somebody else. So if you swear that you're going to do something bad to somebody else, essentially you're a nishba levatlos ha-mitzvah. And a nishba levatlos ha-mitzvah, the Shvuah is not chal. What if you swear you can do something good to somebody else? Oy. So for that we have lahara oy lehetiv oy is lerabbi. Says the Gemara that the beginning of the Braisa that taught us that the only time shvuah is bitur ischal is if the shvuah was a dvar rishos. But if the shvuah was a dvar mitzvah, the shvuah is not chal. It was based on lahara oy lehetiv and maha tova rishos af hara rishos. The question is, how do you know atova means rishos? And how do you know hara means rishos? Maybe atova means dvar mitzvah, and maybe hara means dvar mitzvah. In other words, there's two ways to read the words lahara ilehetiv. Lahara ilehetiv on a rishos level. Person swore he's going to do something that's bad for himself. Something that's nishkishmak, I won't eat. Lehetiv, a person swore again, dvar rishos, but something good. He swears that he's going to do something good for himself. He's going to eat something that's one way you can teach lahara lehetiv. Alternatively, another way you can teach lahara lehetiv is on the mitzvah level. Lahara means a person swears he's going to do something that's bad, something that the Torah said, for example, you're not allowed to do. So a person swears that I will not eat matzah on Pesach, or a person swears I'm going to eat chametz on Pesach. That would be lahara. Lehetiv would mean a person swears he's going to do something that, to the contrary, is a good thing, something that's a mitzvah. A person swears he will eat matzah on Pesach, or a person swears that he will not eat chametz on Pesach. So says the Gemara, we might decry b'dvar rishos ksivi, dilma b'dvar mitzvah ksivi. The Braisa assumed for a dover poshet that hatov and ara is rishos. Maybe it actually means dvar mitzvah. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, because we need hatova to be dum yadara and hara dum yadatova. This hekish of lahara lehetiv has to be on a very precise level. Da'akish hara lehatov. So let's start with being makish hara lehatova. Ma hatova in a bitul mitzvah, just like hatova is not talking about bitul mitzvah, af hara in a bitul mitzvah. So too, hara is not a bitul mitzvah. Meaning, if hatova is talking about dvar mitzvah, then hatova would mean a person swears that he's going to do a mitzvah. A. B, being that the Torah calls it hatova, the assumption is that it would be hatova on the personal, on the rishus level as well. So a person's going to swear to do something good on a personal level, shvuah she'oichel, and at the same time, it's going to be hatova on the mitzvah level. He's swearing he's going to do a mitzvah. So for example, a person swears that he's going to eat matzah on Pesach. Shvuah she'oichel, matzah the Pesach is hatova, both on the personal level, it's a dvar rishos, and on the mitzvah level. So you can tell me that maybe when it says in the Torah lehetiv, it means dvar rishos, but maybe it also means dvar mitzvah. If that's the case, then when we talk about hara, it has to be something that's also a mitzvah, or something that's not a bitul mitzvah. For example, what would hara, shvuah shaloi oichel? So a person's going to swear that he's not going to eat, but it has to be a shvuah shaloi oichel that doesn't involve bitul mitzvah. So it can't be, for example, shvuah shaloi oichel matzah b'leil Pesach, because that is a bitul mitzvah. It would have to be shvuah shaloi oichel chametz b'Pesach. But the Gemara's kash is, if the definition of hara is shvuah shaloi oichel chametz b'Pesach, haragufa hatovahi. That isn't that hatova? Then it should be hatova. Then it's not lahara or lehetiv. Meaning the hekish of lahara or lehetiv tells me that they have to be consistent. So we want them to be consistent and say that there, if you want it to mean even kiyum mitzvah or bittul mitzvah, but they have to work out on the same plane. I mean, they have to both be shayach to bittul mitzvah and both be shayach to kiyum mitzvah. The problem is, your example of lahara, which is going to be kiyum mitzvah, is going to be hatava, because the second it's kiyum mitzvah, isn't it hatava? V'akish hatava lahara. And you could say it in the reverse as well. If you want hara to be bittul mitzvah, samara ain't a kiyum mitzvah. So what would be an example of hara of bittul mitzvah, meaning hara that's eina b'kiyum mitzvah, it's shvur shaloi oichel, that's hara, and eina b'kiyum mitzvah would mean shvur shaloi oichel matzah below Pesach. Because if it's shvur shaloi oichel chometz below Pesach, that's not a bittul mitzvah, that's a kiyum mitzvah. So you want hara to be eina b'kiyum mitzvah. In other words, you want it to be bittul mitzvah. So it would have to be shvur shaloi oichel matzah bePesach. The problem is then af hatah ain't a bikiya mitzvah. So the case of hatah has to be the same exact thing, which is a person swearing that he will eat chametz on Pesach. Because if he's swearing that he's going to eat matzah on Pesach, then that is kiya mitzvah. The problem is if the shvua is that he's going to eat chametz on Pesach, then hatah gufa harahi. So it's not possible to make it work out. But the Gemara says, ihachi, if you need hatov and harah to be exactly the same, and it's not possible for it to be exactly the same, because either they're both going to be hatova or they're both going to be harah, depending on whether they're both bebittel mitzvah or they're both bekiyah mitzvah, ihachi bedvar reshus nami loy mishkachas la, then l'chura, you should have to apply the same logic lefiha emes that we're talking about a dvar reshus. In other words, let's see Rashi inside. V'hachi perusha, ihachi, long Rashi, bedvar reshus nami ikalik shuye. Bedvar reshus, you should have to say the same thing. Akish haro la'atava, and ma ha'atava da'oichal. She'ine b'davara, just like ha'atava, where a person says, I'm going to eat, it's not a davara. Not a davar ra l'gufa, even on the dvar rishus level, you're going oichel davar shakasha l'guf. Tahid lav atava mikri el davar hamahaneu, something that is actually a good thing. Af hara d'loy oichel. Then hara, when he said shaloy oichel, has to be the same thing. She'ain shvu azu ra l'gufa el hatava. You're going loy oichel dvar makasha l'guf. So hara is probably also talking about a person swearing that he's not going to eat something that's bad. The problem is, Ken hara is ois hatava hilai. That hara is going to be a hatava. V'hoksiv le hatava. V'akish hatava l'hara. Meaning, if you need the two things to be the same, and it's not possible to have a hara and hatava to but bittul mitzvah, and one to be ra and one be toiv, and it's not possible to have a ra and a tova bekiya mitzvah, and one to be ra, one to be toiv, then on the dvar reshus level, it l'chura should have to be the same exact thing. So says the Gemara, can't be that mineyu bey in the braisa, we know that one is, that with lahara lehetiv is talking about a dvar reshus, it's not talking about a dvar mitzvah, elo, how then do I know that? Midetzrich oyle rabbi satavas acherim, from the fact that we darshan the word oi, lahara oi lehetiv. And what did the extra word oi teach me? That if a person makes a shvua, that he's going to be made of an acherim. The shvua is going to be chal, shmam, you know, you see from here, b'dvar reshus k'sivi. We're obviously talking about dvar reshus. This all g'dayetach b'dvar mitzvah, because if you're going to tell me that the halach is, that even a shvua for a dvar mitzvah is chal, hashta ros acherim misrabi. That would mean that if a person swears that he's going to do something bad for somebody else, the shvua is going to be chal. Because what's the reason that if a person swears that he's going to do something bad for somebody else, the shvua is not chal? It's because it's nishba levatal as a mitzvah. You're not allowed to do something bad with somebody else. So if a person swears that he's going to be hara l'acherim, the shvua is not chal. But again, because you're swearing to be mevatal as a mitzvah. But if the halacha would be that lahara lehetiv doesn't mean dafka dvar reshus, it means even dvar mitzvah, then the halacha would be that if someone's nishba lahara l'acherim, that the shvua is chal. If the shvu is chal by nishba lahar l'acherev, it's poshet that the shvu is chal by nishba lehetev l'acherev. If so, why would the Torah need the word oy l'rabos if a person swears he's going to be metev in acherev? If a person swears he's going to be meira in acherev, the shvu is chal, then there's no reason that if a person swears he's going to be metev in acherev, that the shvu shouldn't be chal. Elamai, from the fact that the Torah needs oy l'rabos, this is not a hard gemara, from the fact that the rest was, michal lav atashimeyeh. So from the fact that the Torah needed the word oy, l'rabos, that if a person swears lehetiv macherim, the shvuas chal, zaysay meres, that if a person swears leherim macherim, the shvuas not chal. Why is it not chal? Because it's a nishba levatlos hamitzvah. So you see that nishba levatlos hamitzvah is not chal. It says in the Torah, lahara lehetiv, must mean lahara doesn't mean to do an aveira, and lehetiv doesn't mean to do a mitzvah. Lahara means shaloy oichel, lehetiv means oichel. But the Gemara says, v'hay oy mi boyle, how could use the word oy? I mean, it turns out now that this word oy, two letters, lahara oy lehetiv, is where it's at. Everything hinges on this word oy. It's from the word oy that's marba hatovas acherim to the parashas Shavuos Bitoy, that I know that to be meira im acherim is excluded from the parashas Shavuos Bitoy, must be because you're nishba levatel as mitzvah. And this is the makar, that nishba levatel as mitzvah like bitel potter, lekayim v'lekayim potter, one of the most important halachas in Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basra, in the sugis of nedarim and shavuos, and that is that if a person swears to be mekayim mitzvah levatel as mitzvah, it's nachal. What's the makar? Oy. That's the makar. Because oy is marba lehetev macherim, which implies lahare macherim is excluded, and the only reason a nishba lahare macherim should not be a good shvuas bitoy is because it's a nishba levatlos hamitzvah. So again, it all is based on the premise that the word oy is extra. Fake the Gemara. Why is oy extra? Fahai oy mi bayale lechalek. What does the Torah say? Lahara oy lehetev. Now, had it not said oy, I would have thought that maybe indeed lahara ulehetev. What does it say, the pasuk lahara ulehetev? It says in the parashas Vayikra, in the parashas of Korban Oyel V'Yared, Oy nefesh kisi shava, levate bisvasayim, lahara ulehetev, lechela sheyivat odem shvua, v'nela mimenu, v'hu yada, v'oshem, le'achas mi'ela. So says the Torah, you bring a Korban Oyel V'Yared. Now, had it not said lahara ulehetev, I would have thought that the only time you bring a Korban Oyel V'Yared is if there was shvua's bitui of lahara ulehetev. There would have to be two shvuas, or one shvua that involves good, and involves bad. But the bottom line is, I would think that the only time you bring an Oyel the Yoyred is if there's Lahara and there's Lahetiv. Kamash malon the word oy. Oy is extra. Oy teaches me that it's one or the other as opposed to both. Zokta Gemara. No, Lechalik leitzarech kro. You don't need a pasuk for Lechalik because the truth is, had it said Lahara ulehetiv, it would have been self explanatory. I would have known that it's not Lahara ulehetiv meaning both, but it's Lahara ulehetiv as if it would have said Lahara ulehetiv is one or the other. So it comes out that the word oy is extra. But the Gemara says, really, it's b'machlekes shnuya. It's really a machlekes tana. We had it most recently in Masechta Sanhedrin. What's the context? The time we learned to the Bryce, Isha Shi Kalas of Vesima. If someone's Makalas of Vesima, Dmei and Bomb, the Torah says it's a bad thing. No, it's a bad Yechayev Skilo. Says the Bryce, Eliyahu of Vesimoi. So the Pasuk says, Isha Shi Kalas of Vesimoi. So at first glance, you read the Pasuk, it sounds like the only time you're Chayev is if you Makal your father and your mother. Aviv, Veloy Imoi, Imoi, Veloy Aviv. Minayin, how do you know one or the other? Talmud loymar aviv imei kilo. So the pasuk at the end chazers and says again aviv imei kilo to teach us aviv kilo imei kilo. Divi Rabbi Yosha. So if you read the pasuk inside, the pasuk is a little redundant. Ki ish ish asher yakalas aviv es imei mois yumas aviv imei kilo damav boy. So why does the pasuk have to say again aviv imei kilo? The beginning of the pasuk already said we're talking about a person ish ish asher yakalas aviv es imei. Aviv imei kilo, it's extra. So it says Rabbi Yoshi, you know it's coming to teach me? Because the beginning of the pasuk is a little misleading. I would have thought that maybe you're only chayiv if you're makal aviv imei. Aviv imei kilo is coming to teach me. Aviv kilo, you're already chayiv. Imei kilo, you're already chayiv. Rabbi Yoshi says, mashmash name, ke'echel mashmach abif me'yatzmai. No, it's not true. You don't need any extra psukim to tell me that one, because the truth is, every time the Torah says, ooh, ish asher yikal es aviv v'imoy, it always means one or the other. You know when it means both? Asher yivdach ha'kasav yachtov. If it would say yachtov, then it would mean both. But otherwise, I always assume that it means one or the other. So what's the Gemara is saying, so you see it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason. Anytime the Torah says, ooh, not oi, it says, ooh. Do I teach it as ooh and? Or do I teach it as oi, other, one or the other? So it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, according to the Ma'anama that holds, that I always assume it's oi. So if I always assume it's oi, comes out the word oi in our context as extra as well. Just like ki ish ish asher yikalos of a vi'imai, I would assume it's father or mother. Lohara ula hetav, I would have also assumed means either bad or good. Why the Torah have to write the word oi? Oi must be extra. But if you're going to tell me that in the parish of ish asher yikalos of a vi'imai, I assume means of a vi'imai, father and mother. Then here too, I would have assumed it meant father and mother. Thus, I need the word oi. I need the word oi to teach me, or so honey. Chelo Rabbi Yonason, lo Rabbi Yoshia, ma yikelo beimar. Zok the Gemara, filo teimer Rabbi Yoshia, v'savala k'Rabbi Akiva. You want to know how Rabbi Yoshia knows that nishba levatla samitzav loy bitel, or nishba lekayme samitzav loy kiyem pater, that a shvuah is not chal dvar mitzvot, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva. The darish ribuyi umiyut. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Nochemish Gamza, who used to darshin ribuye umiyute. And being that he darshin ribuye umiyute, so what's the cheshbin in the parsha of Shvuos Bitoy, in the parsha of Korban El Yoyred? You have a ribuy, miyut, ribuy. And what's the rule, ribuy, miyut, ribuy? The two ribuyim are marba everything. The miyut, however, has to be married something. It's memayit adavarech. If you darshan klal prat to klal, so then you have ke'en masha beprat. But if you hold ribo miyut ribo, you marba everything, you only memayit one thing. So what's the one thing that we're going to be memayit? So iyamrit, he said, bishlam if dvarishos, ksiv bishlam if the parish of Shavuos Bito is talking about advarishos, memayit var mitzvah. So that's the makar. You be memayit advar mitzvah. Eliyamir bedvar mitzvah ksiv. Memay come memayit. But if you're going to tell me la'ar lehetiv includes in advar mitzvah, what are you going to be memayit? What was Rabbi Akiva memayit from the ribuy miyut ribuy? He was memayit advar mitzvah. You have to be memayit something because it's a ribuy miyut ribuy. What's the something? Must be dvar mitzvah. So you see that la'ar lehetiv means rishus. La'ar lehetiv doesn't mean dvar mitzvah. Al kopanim, it's a second makar. How you know that nishba levatel is a mitzvah, nishba lekayim is a mitzvah? What's the second makar? The first makar is oi, from the fact that the Torah needed oi to be marba, if a person swears to be metav macherim, that must imply that if a person swears that he's going to be meira macherim, the shvuah is not chal. Why would it not be chal? Because it's a nishba levatel as a mitzvah. So you see, nishba levatel as a mitzvah is not a good shvuah. Alternatively, you could say, based on Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the parasha of Shvuas Bito in the Ovel Yoyed is a ribuy miyad ribuy. You have to be memayit adavarechet. What's the adavarechet? You memayit nishba levatel as hamitzvah. And by the way, once you memayit nishba levatel as hamitzvah, then you mevatel nishba, you memayit nishba lekayim as hamitzvah as well. Because it has to be haro dum yada tova. So from the miyut davarechad and the riba miyut riba, that's how you know. That's how you know that loch is a nishba levatla samitzvah, nishba lekayim samitzvah. The shvuah is not going to be chal. Exhale. So before we go weiter, and the daf's a lot lighter from here until the end of the daf, the raid included. Just one ha'ara. There's a big machlekes rishonim. How to understand pashut pshat in this sugya. So we have a sugya, again, everyone that's learned Perek Shvuah Shtayim, Basro, or anyone that learned Masechta Sedarim knows this halacha. Nishba levatel es hamitzvah v'lo yibitel, potter. Nishba lekayim es hamitzvah v'lo yikayim, potter. What's the makar? So it's always quoted, lahara lehetiv, and it sounds like, yeah, ra natov is rishus. You see, it's a little bit more complicated, or maybe a lot more complicated, but the bottom line is the Gemara came out with two makaris. Either it's from oi, or it's from the Akiva's ribuy miyut ribuy, it's memayit tavarechad, it's memayit nishba levatel as hamitzvah, and once I know nishba levatel as hamitzvah is not a shvuah, I know nishba lekayim as hamitzvah, it is not a shvuah either. The Ran, in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Chesam and Aleph, and other Rishonim as well, but this sheet is attributed to the Ran in Nedarim, Daf Chesam and Aleph, says that even though the sugya was just memayit, a dvar mitzvah, whether it's levatel or lekayim from the parasha of Shavuos, it's only with regards to the korban oil of yoyred that a person has to bring if he violates the Shavuos bitoy b'shoyke. But as it relates to the iser shvuah, the layachal devarim, and even the malchus that a person can get for layachal devarim in the event that it's a lav sheyesh by maisa, it's poshut is going to be a layachal devarim. And the Ran says it to answer kashas, but the shita saran, bottom line is that the miut in our sugya, whether it's the oy, whether it's the riboy miut riboy, whether it's the hava mina hatova dumya dahara, all these miutim, this sugya, this mishnah is only with regards to the korb shvua. But as it relates to the layachal devare and even the malchus, it's pashut that it's going to be a malchus. Other rishonim argue the rush in the darim dachesam and aleph off and art, and other rishonim as well. They say no, this sugya is a miut in the entire parish of Shavuos. And you see from here that a nishba levatel sam mitzvah is not a shvua. And nishba lekayim sam mitzvah is not a shvua. And if it's not a shvua, it means there's no oil of a yoyreit. If the person was over the shvua b'shoigig, and it also means there's no leyachal devara. If there was edim and astra, and they did be mazed. The bottom line is, a nishba levatel sam mitzvah, nishba lekayim sam mitzvah is not a shvua as well. So as you would expect, achreinim are shakul v'tori, really the rishonim already are very busy with rayas this way, that way. I'll just tell you one raya, based on a geshmaki gemara that we learned together at the end of Masechtas Markus. The Mishnah and Daf Chaval of Amibes, just to make it a little bit more confusing. So the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chaval of Amibes said, Yesh Chayrib Kinnik, Yesh Chayrish Telemechad, V'chayiv Olam Mishum Shmoyin Olavim. The Mishnah said that it's possible for a person to be Chayrish, to Akar, to plow in his field one Telem, one row, and he could be chayiv 8 lavin. How's that possible? HaChayrish B'shar V'chamar V'heimuk Tashim. A person was being Chayrish with a Shar and a Chamar, together, strike one. The hey muktoshim, they were both hektish. Strike three, because you're not allowed to be chayrish with an animal that's hektish. So the fact that it was a shayr and a chamar, that's kalayim. The shayr is hektish, that's the second lav. The chamar is hektish, that's the third lav. It was kalayim akerim, the field itself. Bishvias, it happened on Shemitah. The yontif, it happened in a beis hakfaris, and the person was a kohen and a nazir. So the bottom line is, you have eight lavin that the person was over, he was chayrish telem echad. We had on Friday, yesh oichel achila achas. V'chayiv ole arba chatois v'asham echad. So in this mission, you have a person that was chayrish telem echad, he's a farmer, and one little shis, and from that, he gets 8 lavin. The Gemara in Daf Chobez Amin Aleph, very Geshmaka Amid Gemara, asks that to the extent that the Mishnah is trying to be Geshmak and tell me a whole bunch of different lavin, then why can we add lavin? I could come up with a 9th and a 10th and an 11th. And the Gemara asks a whole bunch of different kashas. One of the kashas the Gemara asks, Amalei Rab Zeiro the Reb Mani, V'lichshev Nami, ki going to Amma, Shvua Shalei Echrish Beyond. Why didn't the Mishnah say that it's talking about this person had sworn already that he wasn't going to be Chayrish on Yontif? But the point is, he had sworn that he's not going to be Chayrish. And to the extent that he had sworn that he's not going to be Chayrish, now that he swears, he's over another Isser. What's the other Isser he's going to be over? He's over Layachal Devari. Zokti Gemara, Hasam, like a Chal Shvua. That Shvua is not going to be Chal. Because Mushbevay Mimeir Sinai. We're talking about a person that was over 8 Lavin with this Charisha. So if he was over 8 Lavin with this Charisha, obviously he's a Mushbevay Mimeir not to do it. If he's a Mushbevay Mimeir not to do it, then the Shvua is not going to be Chal. Then the Gemara asks a Kasha from Isser Koil, Isser Moisef, which is rather very geschmack in light of some of the sugis that we've learned, but the income koimai frek the balhamar on this shita, which is the shita saran. What's the gemara's kasha? You're a mushbava oimed later on the mushbava oimed nishba levatul asamitzvah or nishba lekayim asamitzvah is only a sif katan in the halachas of korban shvua, but as it relates to the malchus and the loyachel devaroi, there's no halach of nishba levatul asamitzvah. There's no halach of nishba lekayim asamitzvah. So it comes out that the person could get Malchus for swearing Shol Yechresh. So vos enfit the Gemara that you're a Mushbevoy Me'er Sinai. Very good, you're a Mushbevoy Me'er Sinai. That would impact the Karban Shvuah. But we're not talking about a person that did a B'shoigig. Because the Mishnah is talking about Malchus. Yesh Chayrish Telem Echad V'chayiv Olav. Not Shmoyna Chatois. Shmoyna Lavin. We're discussing the Malchus. So to the extent that we're discussing the Malchus, vos ok the Gemara, Mushbevoy Me'er. Elamayit Zariah, says the Baal Amor, to what the Rishonim say, that Mushbevoy Me'er is a Svara, not only in the Karban Shvuah, it's a Svara in the Malchus, it's a Svara in the whole Cheftz of the Shvua. It's not a Shvua Bechla. What's the Teretz? Zogin the Rishonim Zeir Geshmak. And Tosfos really is Ma'ir this in a few places in Shas and in our Sugya as well. And says, say the Rishonim, the Teretz is very Pashat. The Teretz is that in that Sugya, when the Gemara said Mushba Vayim Marasina, the Gemara doesn't mean Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. Even though we spoke at the Tshuvas Amni Melum Simon Yud Beis that says that whenever the Gemara says Mushba Va'imid, it means Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. And that sugya doesn't mean Mushba Va'imid Me'er Sinai. It doesn't mean Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. Because you're right, Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua is a halachin korban shvua. It's not halachin the lav of shvua. You know what the Gemara means? The Gemara means Ein Nesach Chal HaLesser. So it's true. Listen, if someone is going to swear L'kayim Es HaMitzvah, so there's no Einus Achal HaLesser. I'm swearing the Kayim Es HaMitzvah. Or if someone swears to be Mevatel HaMitzvah Saseh, for example, over there's no Svar of Einus Achal HaLesser. The only basis for the shvuah not to be chal would be mushba vayim me'er Sinai. The ain't shvuah chal al shvuah. Ain't shvuah chal al shvuah that you don't have when you're talking about the leyach advari. That you only have regarding the carbon shvuah. But over here, the nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah was a shvuah where the person swore, I will not do something that the Torah said I'm not allowed to do. He's swearing to be m'kayim aloy saseh. Not a mitzvah saseh, it's aloy saseh. I will observe the aloy saseh. You want it to be chalo isra layachel devaroi on charisha beyantif, on charisha bekalayim, on charisha on shmita, on charisha with a carbon that's hekdish, that's einis lechalo lisser. It's also already. How could it be chalo another isser? So being that it's also already, einis lechalo lisser, it's for that reason the Gemara said it. Meaning the Gemara said mushba vayim me'er Sinai, which is a little misleading because it sounds like it's taking us into the Abni Meluim Shailos Tshuva Samiyud Beis. It sounds like what the Gemara means is ain't shvuah chal hashvuah. But say the Rishonim and Tosfos says that the Gemara he didn't mean mushba vayim me'er Sinai. What the Gemara meant was ein nisa chal lisser. And Enochinami, the Ran said a halacha that mushba vayim me'er Sinai only affects the carbon shvuah. But that's the new halacha of ain't shvuah chal hashvuah. But the algemeiner halacha, the halacha that you have in Kol HaTorah Kula ve'ein nisa that would apply, and that applies with regards to the Isser, it applies to the Malkas, it applies to everything. So the Leyachel Devaroi, that you're not going to have in this case, because Shfuah Shalei Echroish, you're going to have Ein Isser Chalalissa, not because of Ein Shfuah Chalashfu, you're right. That only affects the Karmic Shfuah, but you're going to have Ein Isser Chalalissa. I saw the Achreinim bring, so in the Teresh Shmuel, he brings for Rav Shach, and Avi Ezri, the Rav Shach, learnt up this Ran very gishmak. He said there's really two parashiyas in the Torah where the Torah talks about Nedarim and Shvuos, specifically Shvuos. There's two parashiyas in the Torah where the Torah talks about Shvuos. Yeah, Parashas Vayikra, the end of Parashas Vayikra, where the Torah talks about the carbon oil of Yared. Vayikra is Torah's Kayanin. It's Kachin. We're talking about the carbon Shvuah, the Layachal Devaru, the oil of Yared, that a person has to bring if the person is over. If the person is over, the Shvuah is Bita B'Shoigig. And then you have the Parsha of Shvuah and the Parsha's Matos, which is where the Torah talks about Hafara and Hatara and all the halachos of the Layachal Devaru, Mitzvah Sacha Tishmar, Chalasha Yoitzim Yipiv Yasa. So you have the Iker Parsha, which is really a Parsha's Matos, and then you have the Parsha of the Carbon Shvuah, which is Parsha's Vayikra. Where does it say Lahara Elahetiv? It says in the parashas Vayikra. It's in the parasha of the Oil of Yoyre. Said Reb Shach, there's two parashas of Shvuah. There's the parasha of the Iker Shvuahs, that's parashas Matos. And then there's the parasha of the Carbon Shvuah, that's parashas Vayikra. Lahore Lehetiv, which the Torah wrote in parashas Vayikra, is a miut in parashas Vayikra. It's a miut in the parasha that talks about the Carbon Shvuah. But as it relates to the Iker Parsha, Parsha's Matis, there's no mention of Lahore Lehetiv. There's no Allah of Lahore Lehetiv. How do I know Nishba Levatlis HaMitzvah, Nishba Lekayimis HaMitzvah? It all comes from Lahore Lehetiv. Whether it's the Reba Miyat Riboy, whether it's the Oi, whether it's like the Bryce of Thor and the Havamina, somehow Atov and Hara inherently means Rishos. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is it's from Lahore Lehetiv. And Lahore Lehetiv state in Parsha's Vayikra, it's a mute in Parsha's Vayikra. There's two dinim, there's two Parshas and Shvuas. There's Parsha's Matis and there's Parsha's Vayikra. Lehetiv is in Parshas Vayikra. That means this halacha nishba levatel nishba lekayimis hamitzvah is a miut in Parshas Vayikra, in the parish of Karbon Shvuah. But as it relates to Parshas Matos, you in fact don't have that miut. So we had in the Mishnah Yudah ben Beseira. Yudah ben Beseira said, I agree that nishba levatel hamitzvah is not a shvuah, but nishba lekayimis hamitzvah is a shvuah. And how do I know that nishba lekayimis hamitzvah is a shvuah? Because it's a kalvachim. Madach, if a person swears to do a dvar rishos, something that he's not otherwise obligated to do, the shvuah is chal, then certainly if a person swears to do something he's anyways obligated to do, certainly the shvuah should be chal. What did the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? They told him, doesn't every shvuah have to be lavehen? And it's not possible lavehen by a dvar mitzvah. Dvar rishos, I swear I will eat, I swear I won't eat. Okay. But a dvar mitzvah, how could you have lavehen? I swear I'll do a mitzvah that you have the kal v'chomer. But where is the lav? I swear I'll be mevatel a mitzvah. Even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir agrees that you can't swear to be mevatel a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan Shapa, come later, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. The Chur, the Rabbanan, a tiny good. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Abba, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir is going to respond. Otto, atava zacherim. Lav afak after lesa b'chlal ha-roa zacherim. We said that oi was marba Hatovas Acherim. And it was from the fact that oi was marba Hatovas Acherim in the first Pesha in the Gemara, we know Nishba Levat and Nishba Lekayim is not a good shvuah. But oi, lohora oi lehetiv was mar b'hatova zacher. Now, Frank Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, should you have to say hatova dumi da'ra, that it should be isa b'lav vehem, So that if a shvua to do something good to somebody else is a good shvua, that means a shvua to do something bad to do is also a good shvua, and we know that's not true. Nishba lahara lacherim is not a good shvua. Because nishba lahara esach lacherim is a nishba levatal asa mitzvah. Nishba levatal asa mitzvah is not a good shvua. Elomai, what do you have to say? The Rabbi Rachmana, it's a gzeirus hakosuv. Oy is lerabois hatovas acherim, and in the gzeirus hakosuv licked this chiddush, that even though it's not Isay Baladahain, so it's gonna be included. So nu hachanami bikiyum mitzvah. So too as it relates to kiyum mitzvah, afagaf the leisei bebitul mitzvah, even though it's not possible to make it work baladahain, because a nishba levatal samit is not gonna be a good shvua, but Rabbi Rachmana, but there's a special riboy. What's the riboy? The Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is one of the Yudgim of Yiddish HaTorah in the Drashas, man. So just like Oy is a riboy HaTorah, the Kal v'chomer is also going to be a riboy HaTorah. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, I'm going to tell you, Hasam Isa B'loy Eitev. Hacha Mi Isa B'loy Kaim. It's not true. The whole premise of Rabbi Meir is not right. Because what are you telling me? That Nishba L'Heitev L'Acherim is not possible B'lav V'Hein? Because you're assuming, what would be the lav of Nishba L'Heitev L'Acherim? So the Hein is, I swear I'm going to do a chesed with somebody. That's hey. What's lav? I swear I'm going to do something bad to somebody. Said Rabbanu, I don't think that's lav. You know what lav is? I swear I'm not going to do something good to somebody. That's the lav, and that shvuah is going to be chal. That is a good shvuah, because just like nishba lehetev is chal, nishba shaloi etev is chal. Because we said earlier, if nishba lehetev is chal, it must be nishba lehetev is not a dvar mitzvah. So nishba shaloi etev is not a dvar aver. So there's no reason that nishba shaloi etev shouldn't be chal, as opposed to nishba lekayem es hamitzvah. What are the two possibilities of what the lav will be? Either nishba levatal asa mitzvah, that's not good, or nishba shaloi yakayim asa mitzvah, that's also not good. So either way, it's going to be something that's leisei belav. Nishba lehetiv has a lav, nishba lekayim asa mitzvah doesn't have a lav. So that's Rabbanan's response back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir. Zok to Mishnah Vayit. Shvua shaloi oichel ki kirzu. If a person swears, I will not eat this piece of bread. Shvua shaloi oichel. Then he says it again. And then he says it a third time. Tzim dritten mo. Shvua shaloi oichel. And then he ends up eating it. So a person swore three times that he's not going to eat this kikar. He's only chayev once. Zuk he shvuas. Bito, he says the Mishnah. Shechayovim alzdoinim makis v'al shigigos. And by the way, a shvuas shaloi oichel, if a person violates the shvuas, it's possible for him to be subject to malchus and to be subject to the korban oil of a yerid. Malchus, if he doesn't be mezid. Why malchus? Because shvuas shaloi oichel means, how was he over the shvuas when he ate? Eating is a maisa, so it's a lav sheyesh by maisa. Lav sheyesh by maisa, you're going to get malchus. And if he doesn't b'shoigig, if he accidentally eats, so it's a korban oil of a yerid. So this is an example of a shvuas bitoy, shechayovim alzdoin of malchus, v'al shigigos a korban oil of a yerid. What zuhi lemute? So that was already Gemara's last week. Shvuas shav, what about a shvuas shav? If someone is over a shvuas shav, chayovim alzdoin of malchus, so he's chayov alzdoin of malchus, and even though it's a lav sheyim by maisa, Rabbi Yechon said in the neighbor of Shimon Bar Yechoy, it says in the parasha Shvuas Shav, Kilo Yenake Hashem, Hashem Huda Ina Menaka, Avo Bezdin Shalmata, Malkin Oisoy, Menakin Oisoy, Falshigigal Sapata, that if somebody's over Shvuas Shav, Beshoigig, the halach is, there's no carbon oil of a yard. What's this Zuhi Lemu'ute? So again, that's all things that the Gemara discussed earlier in the parak. Zok the Gemara, Lomeli the Misni, Shvua Shaloi Oichel, Shvua Shaloi Oichlen. The Mishnah said a chiddush. The Mishnah said that if a person swears the same Shvua three times, I swear I won't eat this piece of bread, he says it again, and then he says it a third time. So what's the halacha? Why ain't chay v'alachas? So we're already familiar with a lot of these halachas. We're not learning this for the first time. Ain't Shvua Chal Shvua. Once you swear, you're not going to eat it. At this point, it's posh. But the Gemara's kasha is, the why did the Mishnah change the language of the shvua? The first shvua, he said, shvua shaloi oichel. The second shvua, he said, shvua shaloi oichlena. So why shvua shaloi oichel, shvua shaloi oichlena? So the Gemara, how come? Ashbalon, taima da amas shaloi oichel, vaha da amas shaloi oichlena. The only reason he chayv achas is because first he said shvua shaloi oichel, and then he said shvua shaloi oichlena. Dolei mechayv elechot, avala amas shvua shaloi oichlena, vaha da amas shaloi oichel. But let's say the person would say it in the reverse. First he would say shvua shaloi oichlena, vaha da, and then he would say shaloi oichel, mechayv tart, the loch is you'd be chayv too. Why? What's the difference? Kedir Rava. No, my Rava said, shvua shaloi oichel kikar zu. If a person says, I swear I won't eat this kikar, but the lashon he uses shaloi oichel, kibin shalchem mena gazayis chayev. The lashon bnei adam of shvuah shaloi oichel is any part of it, any achila chashuva. achila chashuv as a kezayis, according to Rabbi Kivi, even a mashu. But at least according to the chachamim, it's a kezayis. If a person eats from it a kezayis, he's already chay. But if a person says shvur shleichlena, Rava said, ein eichayv ad sheyoichel askula, because you know what yechlena means? Until I eat it. The entire thing. You have to eat everything. So if a person says shvur shalai yoichel, I swear I won't eat a kezayis, and then he says shvur shalai chlana, I swear I won't eat the whole thing. The second shvur wasn't moist of anything. And being that the second shvur wasn't moist of anything, so the second shvur is not going to be chal. But let's say a person would say it in the reverse. He would say shvur shalai chlana, I won't eat the whole thing, and then he says shvur shalai yoichel, I won't even eat a kezayis. The second shvur was moist. Because the first shvur just meant I can't eat the entire thing. Now, I can't even eat a kezayis. So the second shvu is chal. In this case, if a person will eat the whole thing, he'll be chayiv twice. He'll be chayiv for the shvu shlo yechlana. That was the first shvu. And also be chayiv for the shvu shlo yechel. Because for every kezayis in the whole thing, you were chayiv. So over there, you would be chayiv too. So you know why the Mishnah went shvu shlo yechel, shvu shlo yechlana, not to tell me shvu shlo yechel, shvu shlo yechlana, and chayiv al achas. If all the Mishnah wanted to tell me is a case where you chayiv achas, it could have said shvu shlo yechel, shvu shlo yechel, shvu shlo yechel. Or shvu shlo yechlana, shvu shlo yechlana, shvu shlo yechlana. Why would we say shvu shlo yechel, shvu shlo yechlana? To teach me mechlala that the shemei ahead. That it's only if it's shvu shlo yechel and then shvu shlo yechlana, and chayiv al achas. But if it would have been shvu shlo yechlana, and then shvur shlo yoichel. In that case, if you ate the whole thing, so now you were over the shvur shlo yechlena and the shvur shlo yoichel for each kezayis. In that case, in fact, you'd be chayiv to. Why then did the Mishnah say a third shvur? Why do you need the third one? So that will already be tomorrow's daf. But before we end, I just wanted to go back and speak out a little bit more raid regarding the end of yesterday's daf. So we mentioned the end of daf Chavava Midbeis is a classic gemara. These are often quoted gemaras in Shas, and there's a lot of yesoidis there, and it's kedai to just speak out a little bit more raids. Yesterday we spoke about if somebody writes a shvur, and as a derivative of that, if somebody writes Torah, does he have to say Birchas HaTorah? If somebody writes his Eidos regarding the halachas of Mipiyam V'lo Mipiksavam, Reb Kivegis Tshuva Chavtes, if somebody writes Viras HaOmer, is it considered counting? Is it considered that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ksivas HaOmer? And at first glance, Shmuel said, Gomar Beliboy, Tzorch Sheyotzi, Besfosav Shenem Levate Besfosayim, and Gomar Beliboy is not Levate Besfosayim. But Ksiva maybe would be better. Al Kaponim, that was all raid that we spoke about yesterday. But there's another big ha'ara that needs to be taken out of this gemara. So what was Shmuel's halacha? Amar Shmuel. Gomar Beliboy, if somebody has a mind to make a shvua, Tzorach Sheyotzi Besfasa. It's not enough. He has to actually utter the shvua. Shenemar Levate Besfasaim. You can't create a shvua in your lave. You have to actually physically recite the shvua, otherwise the shvua is not going to be chal. The truth is, at first glance, Shmuel's halacha should be obvious. Because when you learn Masechta Nedarim, the first Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, Kol kinuye nedarim ki nedarim, v'charabim ki charabim, v'shvuais ki shvuais, v'naziris ki naziris. What's a kinuy? It's a machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Lashon Shabbatul and Chacham Elias Neidrim Boy. So Lashon Alogim. But the point is, a kinuy is when a person makes an eder and he doesn't use the proper Lashon. It's obvious what he's trying to do, but he didn't utter it correctly. He didn't say it in the right way. Instead of saying Karban, he said Koimim. Whether it's the way he's supposed to do it, it's not. But the point is, there was some shibush in the lashon that the person used when he made his neder, when he made his cherim, when he made his shvur, when he was makabel zazira. Says the Mishnah, the Zalacha, of kol kinuy nedarim kinedar, v'chol kinuy shvuyos kishvuyos. L'chura, if you're going to tell me the gomar beliba, if a person has a mind to make a neder, the neder is chal, or if a person has a mind to make a shvur, the shvur is going to be chal, then what's the chiddush of kinuyim? And why do I need a Mishnah of kinuyim? A whole sugya later in the sechtas, nedarim, dafyud, of kinuyim. It's pasha that kinuyim should work. Because to the extent that the person mentioned shvua, albeit belashon kinuy, even if he didn't say it properly, but it's obvious, voslik bayemim hearts. This person wants to make a shvua. This person wants to make a neder. So to the extent that gomar beliboy, the halach is the neder, the shvua is chal, afa pishalei hoitzi bisvasov, so it should be pashit that a kinuy is good. And the truth is, the same raya from Yadis. There's a whole parish of Yadis Nadarim and Yadis Shvuas. What's a Yad? Where again, a person says a Miktsas Lashon Neder, Miktsas Lashon Shvuah, and the Iker parish of Yadis and is talking about where the yad was mechiach. So we know what you're thinking. We know what you want to do. You just didn't say it properly. And there's a halacha that it works. But it only works because you have the chiddush of yadis. It only works because of the parasha of yadis. So l'chura, at first glance, why do I need a parasha of yadis? Why do I need a parasha of kinuim? Tepek leis, it was gomar beliboy. What's the teretz? Shmuel's halacha. Gomar beliboy, tzarech sheyotzei b'sfasa. Because the truth is that if a person's gomar beliboy, it's not chal. The only time the ned is chal, the only time the shvu is chal, is if you actually yotzei b'sfasa. So in this case, where you said it, but you didn't say it properly, is it chal? So, because there's a chiddush of kinuyim, because there's a chiddush of yadis, that's Nedarim 101, it's for that reason it's going to be chal. But enachinami, without the chiddush of kinuyim, without the chiddush of yadis, it wouldn't be chal. Why wouldn't it be chal? Because of Shmuel's halacha. But freak, Shloima Haimin, in chiddush of Shloima, that I don't understand. If that's the case, then this isn't Shmuel's chiddush. Then this should be obvious. I mean, it's very nice, Shmuel, you know, spoke it out for those that couldn't make this inference on their own. But the truth is Shmuel saying a chiddush? He's not saying a chiddush. Because if Shmuel's wrong, then how do you understand the parsha of Kinuyim? How do you understand the parsha of Yadis? So the truth is that any lamdan that opens up Nedarim Daf Beis Amud Aleph should be able to infer that Goma Belibay Tzarch Sheyotze Bisvasav. Because if Goma Belibay ain't Tzarch Sheyotze Bisvasav, why do I need Kinuyim? Why do I need Yadis? From the fact that I need Kinuyim and Yadis is a raya that Gemira's Das itself doesn't work. So why is this halacha attributed to Shmuel? Eishtzvei, the Gemara is not even sure Shmuel's right. That's the Gemara's kashas on Shmuel. Shmuel had to be Metaritz, Toritz, Ve'im, Hachi. Shmuel had to say Pshad and a Braisa to be able to defend his position. What do you mean? Shmuel is Nedarim 101. How else do you understand the parasha of Kinuyim? How else do you understand the parasha of Yadis? That's the first aura. Second aura is the Gemara had said in the end of the sugya that even though Gama believe it's Sarshi Yitzit Isvasav, there's one very notable exception. What's the exception? Kachim. By Kachim, the Pasuk says, Vayaviu anoshim al hanoshim kol nediv lev heviu. The women, they donated their jewelry for the Chumas HaMishkan. They brought chach, the nezen, the tabaz, the kumas, kol klizav. They brought all the jewelry that they were asked to bring. But the Pasuk says, kol nediv lev. And we learn from there that Kachim kebichal, even belev. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim as well. V'chol nediv lev oilis. At first glance, by the way, the first Pasuk is Kachim bet gabayis. The second Pasuk is kol nediv lev oilis. That's talking about Kachim as bet. But the bottom line is, you see that Kachim is chal b'machshav. That means Kachim is chal b'machshav. Freik Rav Shloima, the Rambam, in Hilchos Adarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudzayim, when he brings the Halacha of Kinuyim, says the Rambam, U'kishem sho'iser atzmi b'kinuyim, kach, im hikdish b'kinuyim, hareza hekdish. You have the Halacha of Kinuyim by hekdish as well. V'kinu ya kinuyim, utarim bein benidre yisir bein benidre hekdish. So when the Rambam brings the Halacha of Kinuyim, the Rambam says, Kinuyim doesn't relate only to nidre yisir, but Kinuyim relates to nidre hekdish. As if to say, you need the chiddush, the parish of Kinuyim, for nidre hekdish. Freik Rav Shloima, why do you? Lefia emes, that it's mavu in the Gemara, kol nediv lev oivois, that hektish is chal b'machshava, so why do I need the parish of Kinuyim? Lechura, typically, even if there wouldn't be a parish of Kinuyim, to the extent that we know what the person's thinking, so let it be chal b'machshava. A third aura, the Mishnah said in Nedarim Daf Beis, kol Kinuyim Nedarim Kinedarim, v'charamim kicharamim. So what does charamim mean? So it's a shayla in the Rishayna, but if you look at the Rosh says charamim means cher megavaya. Cherim is a synonym of hektish. We're talking about hektish. That means the Mishnah says mefurish, that kol Kinuyim charamim kicharamim. That means there's a chiddush that the parish of Kinuyim relates to Charamim as well. And as if to say, without the parish of Kinuyim by Charamim, the halach is, if a person is mekabel cherem, without saying it properly, it wouldn't be chal. The kasha is, who cares if he didn't say it properly? Gomar Beliba, even though Tzarch Sheyotze B'Svasov, that's only by Nidre Rishos. That's only true by Shavuos Bitoy. But here we're dealing with Hektish. By Hektish, you have the Halach of Kol Nediv Lev Oilis. Azoy Freik Reb Shloima Haimin, in Chedusha Reb Shloima, right in the beginning of Masechet Nedarim. Says Reb Shloima, and he brings it from the Brisker Rav, Reb Chaim, Reb Baruch Ber, all the Achreinim say the same thing, all in their Nusach. It sounds simple, it's not as simple as it sounds, but the party line answer basically is that it's true. A person can be makabel hektish b'machshava, but only if you want to be makabel b'machshava. But the minute you start talking, you're showing that you don't want it to be chal b'machshava. You're showing that you want it to be chal b'dibor. And if you want it to be chal b'dibur, you better get the dibur right. Because only if you get it right is it going to be chal b'dibur. So you want to know if a person would say anything, and b'machshava, a person would think that I want to be mekabel, I want to donate $1 million to Hekdesh. Yeah, you better be mataneder or donate $1 million to Hekdesh. That could be chal. But once you start talking, you say, hareini mekabel alai, and now you start fumbling on your words, and you get it wrong. So over there, it's not going to be chal, even though it's muchach you had a gemiras last. Why else did you say it if that's not what you were thinking? It doesn't matter. But the minute you start talking, now we're going to with lashon. We're going to with bitui svasayim. Now you have to get the bitui right. So if you have to get the bitui right, so now we need a whole shulchan aruch. How to understand the lashon? What's the shulchan aruch? The parsha of kinuyim, the parsha of yodis. At this point already, we have to get it right. But just two ha'aris as it relates to nidre gavaya. That is, what about stokos? So hektish is not really prevalent b'zman hazeh. But we have a very important chiddush over here, that if a person has in mind b'machshava, he wants to donate money to hektish, whether it's kotche b'edek abayis, like the pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, the Trumas HaMishkan, or whether it's kotche mizbeach, such as divrei hayomim, the halach is that hektish is chal b'machshava. What about stokos? Is stokos like hektish? Or is stokos not like hektish? It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, and Hilchis Stoka, at the end of Simen Reish Nun Ches, says as follows: In Choshev Beliba Yitain Eze Dovel at Stoka. If a person thought in his mind, he had a Machshava Toiva, he wants to give money to Stoka. Chayev Likayev Machshavta. He has to keep his Machshava. They ain't Tzarech Amira. Even if he didn't say anything, Ella, the difference is, if he says it, Koifa Noisa Likay. But the point is, Tzedoka is Chalba Machshava. The Eshayrim says, the Ramadim, Le Hoitzi Bethiv Enoi Klum. Enough. If he didn't utter it out of his mouth, it's nothing. But Ramah says, think it's like the Svar Rishayna, that stuck is Chal B'machshav. Says the Vilna Gaon. Classic. The first day in Shulchan Aruch is, Im Chosha B'liba Yitain Eze Dovel Et Stoka, Chayev L'Kayim Machshavtei. Stoka is Chal B'machshav. What's the Makar? Says the Gaon, K'moy Shemavur B'Per Gimel, the Shavuos, Tav Chavav Amibes. The Makar is Shavuos Tav Chavav. What do you see in Shavuos Tav Chavav? That Kotche B'Edek Abayis and Kotche Mizbeach was Chal B'machshav. These were donations. This was charity. So you see from here that charity is Chal B'machshav. And even though that was Kotche, but you see from here that this idea of making a donation is different than just a regular shvuas, bita shvuas shaloi oichal b'machshava. That's kamav libesach jesu b'sfasa. But as it relates to kachin, that's kolni devoilis. Stokas girichal b'machshava. V'yei shayrim says the Ramah, demloim hoitzi b'fliv enei klum, says the Goyen, the dafka b'truma v'kachin, u'kamay shem v'vursham. What does the Sfarri Shaina hold? Did stokka harehu kachin? Meaning, we have a Gemara that kachin. Whether it's kachin b'edek abayis, or kachin b'zbech, it's chal b'machshava. What are these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch? How do you look at stokka? Do you look at stokka like kachin? Or do you not look at stokka like kachin? If you look at it like kachin, that's the first opinion. So it's going to be chal b'machshav. If you don't look at it like kachim, then it's not going to be chal b'machshav. Now the truth is that this shiloh, whether you look at kachim or you look at stock as kachim, you don't look at stock, it has other ramifications as well. For example, one of the more important halachas in kachim is amir l'gvaya, is kemesir l'hedin. Ordinarily, in order to transfer rishos from point A to point B, you have to do a kinyan. You have to make some for akbah, mashicha, some form of a kinyan. But hektish doesn't involve any kinyanim. And when a person says, arezu, it becomes chattas. Not only becomes chattas that it has kedusha, but if someone benefits from that, he's a mayel behektish. You're a gazlin. You're taking something that doesn't belong to you. Because amir l'kvayi kimsir l'hedin. If stokka is like kachim, can we argue that there's an idea of amir l'kvayi kimsir l'hedin? As if to say, if a person says, I'm going to give this to stokka, it's not even his anymore. So much so that if you keep it, you might even be a gazlan. The Machne Ephraim, Hilchas Stokos and Beis discusses this by Arichos. It's in Arichos Gedoyla. Sachoshin talks about it in different places. Whether you say Amir Legvaya Kimsir Lehedyet by Tztokah. And what's a Tali in this Shiloh? Whether Tztokah Hareyu Kekachim or not Kekachim. And at first glance, it sounds like 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah says, Va'ikra Kesvar Rishayna. And what was the Svar Rishayna? That if someone has a Machshava to give Tztokah, he has to keep it. Because Tztokah really is going to be Chalva Machshava. So for example, Nafgamina would be if a person pledged money to Tztokah and then he dies. Do the children now have to fulfill the pledge of the father? If it's like a Hilchas Nedarim, they're not obligated to. The father's pater, Lameisim Chavshi, Kimin Shemeis, Nasa Chavshi Min HaMitzviz, and the children don't have an obligation. But if there's an idea of Amir L'Gvayr Kimsir L'Hedyet, so this is a real Chayiv. This is, it's not even theirs. It belongs to Gvayr, it belongs to Daniel, it belongs to Tztokah, whatever Tztokah means, but it belongs to Tztokah. So at that point, either way, a lot of interesting Nafgamina Zalacha, but just one final Maramakim, and that is, it's Yodua, the Ran, in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, discusses somebody that makes a neder in a dream. So if a person has a dream, and in his dream he made a neder. He wakes up in the morning. Does he have to keep that neder, or does he not have to keep that neder? So the Gemara Nedarim over there is discussing Nidu B'chaloyim. Somebody was put in Cherim B'chaloyim. So if someone was put in Cherim B'chaloyim, says the Ran, that the Gemara assumed this Pashat it's a Cherim, and the Svar is because you don't put yourself in Cherim. People, or Bezdin, would put you in Cherim. And if a person was put into Cherim in a Chaloyim, there's a chash that maybe Bezdin Shalmai will put this person in Cherim. So therefore, you have to be Chayesh for it. But a Nether is something you yourself do. So being that a Nether is something that you yourself do, so maybe a Nether would be different. So says the Ran, my first glance would be, Nader B'Chaloyim has nothing to do with Nidu B'Chaloyim. Nidu B'Chaloyim, we're afraid there's some power that's putting you in Cherim. Nader B'Chaloyim is silly, you don't have nothing to worry about. Ella, Sheroisi Larash Bazal Bachuva, Shemaisa Balafana Vitzrichu Heter. Says it was a Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, once upon a time with the Rajba, and the Rajba forced the person to be Mat the Neder for making a Neder in a Chaloyim. Because I'm sorry for a Tshuva is very bothered with this Pesach Halacha of the Rajba. He says it's a Pella, we all know the Gemara, Divrei Chaloyimos. You don't have to worry about a chaloyim. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that there was a person who he knew that his father had money. He had some account stashed away somewhere, and his father died, and he never told him where the money was. And he was very bothered by it. Haresh Hayim Mitztair. He was Bitzar Al Moish and Yechleyav Ubab Al Chaloyim. And this he had had a dream. And in his dream, his father came to him, and his father told him where the money was. But he told him, that's the good news. I have good news and bad news. The good news is, the money is under the mattress. The bad news is, it's Maisa Sheni. You can't keep it. And the Gemara says, Zeh hoya Maisa. And this Yid brought the Shiloh to one of the Amirah, and they told him, you can keep the money, and you don't have to worry about the Maisa Sheni, because Divrei Chaloyimos, Loi Maila V'Loi Meridin. So Frank, I'm sorry for the Tshuva. If Divrei Chaloyimos, so how could it be that if a person is noyde b'chaloyim, the neder is going to be chal? The oit says the chsam soifer. I have a more fundamental problem. You know what that is? Gomer v'libay. Shmuel said tzarch sheyotzi b'sfaso. So tzarch sheyotzi. When a person dreams, is he talking? I don't think he's talking. He's thinking. He's not talking. So to the extent that he's not talking, all he's doing is thinking. So Frank the Rajba, what's the Havamin? I mean, Frank the Chassam Sofer, what's the Havamin? You should have to keep this true. Says the Chassam Sofer, Gevaldig Yechidish. He says that I believe that this Rajba wasn't talking about a regular Neder Rishos, but rather he was talking about Nidrei Mitzvah. Nidrei Mitzvah, maybe you have to be Chayish, could be Chal, even in Machshav. Because just like you find by Hektish, that Hektish is Chal B'Machshav. And just like you find one day in Shulchan Aruch that stuck is Chal B'Machshava, says the Chassam Sofer, there are poskim that say that you should be machmer by all Nidrei Mitzvah. It's a Chumrah, but you should be machmer by all Nidrei Mitzvah. The Rajbu was handling that Chumrah, that there's an idea to be machmer by Nidrei Mitzvah. Nidrei Mitzvah, you should be machmer. What's the Svara? What's the punchline? The Svara says the Chassam Sofer, because what do people usually dream? They dream what they thought about. So if this person had a dream that he was, that he made a neder, it's yitachin, it's very possible, or at least we need to be concerned, that maybe during the day, at some point, he had some heskim belief, he had some gomar beliboy, where in his mind he was thinking, that maybe there's something he wants to do. Maybe he wants to make this neder. To the extent he would have done that, if it was nidrei mitzvah, l'chumra, you'd have to treat it like stucco, treat it like kachin, you'd have to be mat the neder. It's for that reason, he says, the Rajba held doesn't need to be mat the neder, but a regular nidrei rishus, which is gomer b'libay tzach sheyotzei b'sfasav, and divrei chaloyimos le'mayim v'le'meridin, it's pasha says, the chassam sofer, there'd be absolutely, positively, no inyan to be mat the neder.